from 2 Samuel chapter 6, and we're going to read from verse 10. But let's read it from 9. What's that? Yeah, we're going to read and then we'll pray for the young ones. And please. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, "How can the ark of the Lord ever come to meet?" He was not willing to take the ark of the Lord to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months, and the Lord blessed him and his entire household. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you because it's your word that blesses us, your presence that blesses us. I pray, Lord, for the young ones, for all of us, to open our ears and spirit to hear and to do you well today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, today, maybe I'm going to be in trouble. So, maybe I'll be fired. Three types of houses. First one, the house of Micah. Second one, the house of Obed-Edom. And the third one, I'm gonna just talk about it very quickly. The house of Dagon, which is an idol. The time of this story. The first house is the house of Micah. You can find it in Judges 17 and verse 1. Now a man named Micah. Can you say Micah?
Micah.
Can you say it again?
Micah.
Can you say it to your neighbor? Micah.
Micah.
Micah, the house of Micah. There was a guy called Micah. Micah from the hill or county of Ephraim. Okay, Micah, we're going to talk about every house, we're going to talk about three things. Title, the name, the sign that was like, if it's a house that has a title, yeah, the house of Micah. And we're going to talk about the contents, what's in it, what's inside the house, and then we're going to talk about the outcome of every house. So we're going to start with Micah. Micah means who is like Jehovah. So the title of this house, what? Who is like Jehovah? Can you say it with me? Who is like Jehovah? Is it a good title or a bad title? Very good title. Very good outside, yeah? The house of Micah. The house of praising God. The house of who is like Jehovah. The house of, it's a good name, right? It's a wonderful name. It's a wonderful title for this house. The house of Micah. But what happens? What's happening in this house? It's totally different than the title. You find places, houses, families, I know what I'm talking about, with a good title. Christian. Followers of Jesus. Good title. Good name. But what's happening inside? Even it applies for us personally. house of Michael. But what is in the house of Michael? The point. What's inside? Now, a man named Micah from the county of Ephraim said to his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you and about which I heard you utter a curse, this money was stolen from her, from his mother. By the way, this money, I stole it. I took it. This is the first thing you find in the house of Micah. What? Corruption. Stealing. Cheating. I know everyone was like, who's this preacher? Let him be out, you know? This is not good news. I know. Cheating inside of the house of Micah. Cheating. Scandal. Financial scandals in the house of Micah. He stole this money from his mother. And his mother what? Did what? Oh, bless you, whoever stole it. No, she cursed. There is cursing in this house. So the house of Micah, very good title. But inside, scandal, cheating, stealing, and curse. Not only that, but he stole 1,100, and when he returned it, he said, "Yo, by the way, this money is with me. I'm returning back." His mother said, listen to this. His mother said, "This money I consecrated to the Lord, to serve the Lord, by doing what? By making two idols." What? Yeah, I want to serve the Lord by making two idols. So she gave him back the money, told him, "I want you to use it in ministry. I want you to use it in ministry." How? By making two idols. Really? This is how you serve the Lord? This is how you serve the Lord? Making idols in the house? Yes. This is how the house of Micah. I'm not afraid now. This is the house of Micah. How house of Micah? Treat money. Should be for the ministry, but they make idols. They make idols. Cheating, stealing, scandals in the house of Micah. And they made those idols. I have a question for every one of us. Don't answer. Do you think you have idols? Yes. Yeah, so that's my answer. Yes, sometimes we have idols in our lives. But the title is God. The title is God. It's Micah. Who is my God? Who is my Jehovah? But still, there's idols inside. What struck me when I was reading this story? I think God opened my eyes. Whenever the Israelites want to make idols, they will find idol makers. Whenever the Israelites, the people of God, want to make idols, they will find idol makers. That happened in the time of Moses in the mountain, and the people said, "Make us an idol. Aaron, I know how to do it. I know how to do it." And here, his mother said, "Go and make an idol." And they give it to the idol maker, and he made it. As if there is a job. A job. Within the Israelites, find them, the idol maker. I also find them. Idols. House of Mind and the Idols. Good title, but the contents, what's inside, is death. Not only that. Not only that. He decided, okay, I'm gonna build the two idols. He made them and he brought them home and he said, you know what? I'm gonna make one of my sons is the priest. Who should be a priest in Israel? From what tribe?
Levi.
Levi, yeah. And he's from Ephraim. Can his sons be a priest? No. But now it's everyone makes it, and this is what says the Bible says. It's that time in verse 6 in the house of the, in those days Israel had no king. And everyone did as they saw fit. Everyone makes whatever they want. Because there is no king, there is no rules, there is no, they don't follow the word of God. They don't follow it. So what? I made an idol. So what this will add? I will make my son priest. And then he found someone else. He found a priest that from Levites going somewhere. But actually this priest was looking for a job. And he said, oh, come, I will hire you, I will feed you, I will give you clothes, and be the priest in the house of what? My. And this priest agreed. And he came. And he became the priest in the house of Micah. The outcome. The title is good. No one like Jehovah. The concept is cheating, scandals, financial corruption, and then idols. Okay? The outcome. House of Micah. Wrote out that the idol worship not only to the house of Micah but to the tribe of Dan. Let's see. In 18:17, let's see. Okay. When the five men went into Micah's house and took the idol, they stole. There was people from a tribe of Dan trying to find out if they can go and take their land or not, and they wanted someone to ask someone. I like this. Someone spiritual to ask the Lord for them. And they went and they heard about this priest in house of Micah. They told him, well, what do you think? Shall we go? And he said, yeah, go. They liked him. They liked this young priest. And they said, why don't you come with us? And you hear about it in chapter 18. And he said to him, you know what? For sure, they came into the house of Micah and they took the idols. Okay? And they said to the priest, you know what? Come with us. For first, don't say anything. Don't say any word. You're not allowed to express your opinion. And come with us. We will make you a priest for the whole tribe. Instead of being a priest, a little priest in a little house, we will make you a priest for mega tribe. Mega house. We will make you priest for the whole tribe. And this is happens. This is it happens. When I'm little one and
I'm doing good. I will be like
promoted
to the big level, to the 10. And the outcome of House of Micah brought idols from this little house to
the whole tribe. Not only that, it didn't stop here. When you read more in 1 Kings chapter 12 from 25 to 33, you hear about Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. You hear that he had a fight with the king, and he said, you know what, I'm not going to be under your leadership. I'm going to start my own kingdom. And he became king to Israel, 10 tribes of Israel. And he said what? You know what? I don't want you guys to go to Jerusalem to worship. I will build you idols. And he was from tribe of Dan. And he brought and he made two idols, coffin, a golden coffin. One of them put it in the house of the Bethel. Bethel? Can you hear?
Bethel. The house of Peel. The house of God. The house of Jehovah. He put one of them in Bethel, and he put the other one in Dan. And the Bible says, and he made Israel to sin against the Lord. So what house of Micah brought? Idols. First, to the tribe of Dan, and then second, to the whole house of Israel. Good title. But the inside is death. Do we have idols? Do we have idols? Do we have idols makers? Sports can be idol. Sports can be idol. Soccer for me, to be honest. Mothers can idolize their children, right? Husband can idolize their wives and the opposite. This is the house of the servant. Is it a good title or bad? baptized.
Really?
It's not the best title, yeah? It's servant. Like, Abed, Ovid is Abed. Abed means, like, not only servant, slave. It's Abed. Ovid. It's a slave. So the title is slave or servant. Someone is like nothing. And for sure, when we talk about this, we talk about Jesus. We talk about that he was God and he did what? In Philippians, yeah, humbled himself out. Or some I love this translation that says he made himself nothing. He emptied himself. When I study more about this, I emptied himself. I found that one of the meanings that it says that he emptied himself from every and any self-ambition. I love it. Servant, you don't have any self-ambition. You don't have any thing to gain. And I asked it, one time I spoke to a young group of people and I asked them, do you remember any time that Jesus used his divine power for his own benefit? I'm asking the same for you. Do you remember anything that Jesus used his divine power for his own benefit?
No.
He would use it, right?
Yeah.
But did he use it? Nothing. He emptied himself from every privilege to be divine. He made himself what?
Servant.
He made himself without any self-ambition. The title is Obit Edom. The title is I'm just habit. I'm just servant. I'm just slave. I'm not deserve to be even counted in the house of the people of God. Because Edom is Esau, right? Esau is the brother of Jacob. Even this guy is like, even my name says that I'm not even Israelite. I'm just servant of Edom. It's grace. What's gonna happen to you, Obed? What's gonna happen to you is just given by grace. By grace. But you have to be Obed. You have to be servant. You have to be emptied. You have to be humbled. You have to be nothing. Okay. Can I share something personal? Okay. Maybe some of you don't know me. I was in Sudan, living for 12 years. Can I embarrass you guys a little bit? But don't worry. And I had a big ministry. I had a big team. I had 60 people in my team, and it was really good life. And I had a big house, had a big car, and everything was really going well. Perfect. And then I came here. Praise the Lord. I came here. I was kicked out, and I came here. My life was turned upside down. Upside down. And I started to work, little humble work, jobs, and from here and there, and I was like desperate. And one of the things that I did, I worked for a mechanic. I have no experience with mechanics, but I worked for a mechanic. This guy told me, you can do anything? I said, yes, I can do anything. One time, I was
oil. So I'm under the car, changing the oil, and I always confused. Shall I go this way? This way. This, I used to sit down and I'm like, this way to open or this way to open. I was like confused big time. One time the car was so hot and coming from far away, and I was confused. Maybe I'm fighting more like close it more. So to open it, I just did it very fast, and the whole thing, the oil came down and came to my eyes and my hair. This is why I lost before that I had so much hair. Forgive me, Lord, for a lot. But this moment was very hard for me. I remembered everything I had. This moment, I remembered everything as if, so I think it was supernatural, because I was like, it's a movie. Everything I had, you know, position, power, and everything good. I was traveling from here to there, and speaking in churches, and speaking in the big thing. You know, leading big team. I remembered everything I had, and I was depressed. I was so depressed because I remembered everything I had, and now I'm under a car, covered by hot oil all the way because I was changing. I was so depressed. But then, and it was very hot at that day. I was so sweaty, very dirty. The guy was like giving me to change a big tires without anything. So I had to go down and carry it, but not carry it, hug it. Carry it with all my heart, my body, and so everything was dirty and covered by sweat and dirt. Everything. I was so disappointed, discouraged. And at this moment, believe me, I heard the voice that says, I'm with you.
Hallelujah.
I'm with you. I was like, how? I am here. I am under the car, covered by oil, I'm with you. And believe me, the whole atmosphere changed. As if someone opened air condition. It's a cold breeze came. Because I heard, and I know this voice. I know very well. And then I was like, you know what? If you're with me, I don't care. This moment, the first time for me, I recognized that I lost everything, but I gained everything. Because I lost what you see with the eyes, but I gained His presence. I gained that He is with me, that He had it. Nothing. I reached this place that I know what was it mean. To be nothing. Can you say nothing? The title is nothing. Made himself nothing. But what's inside, the content, is the most important. The most important. David was afraid to take the ark of God to his city. The city of David. He said, no. He just killed Uzzah. He just killed someone. I don't want the ark of the Lord to come to the city. Just leave it to the house of Obed-Edom. And the ark of God, the ark of the Lord, stayed there for 3 months. And the Bible says that
the house of Obed-Edom was blessed with everything. Why? Because of the presence of the Ark of He was blessed with everything. From every angle. He was blessed. Why? Because of the presence of the Lord. Because of what came. Hallelujah. What came to his house. He was normal, ordinary. He was even not, he doesn't deserve to be called with the people of God. But because of the Ark of the Lord. Because of the presence of the Lord, because of the word of God came to his house. Because the Ark of the Lord has three things. You remember what is it? Huh? The two tablets of Moses that has the Ten Commandments, and then the manna, you remember? And the Aaron's
staff.
Yeah, the staff. That came, that a prophet had. The blossom, which is a symbol of life after
death.
Hallelujah. This is what came into the house of Obadiah, Obed-Edom. So the title is Abed, servant, slave, nothing. But the content is the outcome. The outcome. When David heard about that, he said, you know what? I have to bring back the Ark of the Lord to the city of David. And he brought it out with what? Rejoice. He rejoiced, singing and offering sacrifice and giving to the Lord and joy. The outcome is joy. The outcome is that the Ark of the Covenant coming to the house of the Lord once more. Hallelujah. To the place that it should be. To the tabernacle. Hallelujah. The outcome. Everyone in the city of the Lord was blessed. And the Lord was blessed. And there was a joy, slave, but the presence of the Lord inside. The outcome is joy and blessing for him. And David decided, you know what, I'm not going to send the people empty-handed. I want to give each one of them a gift as they are going to their homes. He gave them a loaf of bread and wine and raisins. Don't go empty-handed. So the house of Micah is all about taking, stealing, cheating. The house of Obed-Edom, produced blessing to everyone. Hallelujah. But you have to be what? Servant. You have to be nothing. The third one, I'm going to just mention it. House of Dagon. Dagon is the Zod. In the house of Micah, they made what they call it household idols. It's like a household gods with a small g. It's like a, handmade God. Yeah, a small God killer in Fanatis. Household gods. Yeah, house made gods. A small God. This is the house of Micah. House of Dagon. This is a big eye. Big eye for the Palestinians. And the Palestinians thought, you know what? We're going to take the Ark of the Lord and put it in the house of Dagon. And most of you or all of us know the story. That they found Dagon what? fall in his face in the morning. Dagon, the God, that this is our big God. What's happening? Ah, because the presence of the Lord is there. He fall into his face. In the name of Jesus, there is house of Dagons, but it will not stand, because it will fall when the presence of the Lord what moves there. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And if I start, I'm not gonna finish with house of Dagons that around us. Yeah, do you know there is house of Dagons? Houses that like, you know, this is like a title, house of Dagon. And the inside is Dagon. This is the only house that the title is the same like the content. House of Dagon, and there is Dagon. It's like a sariha, I mean, declared like honestly, this is the house of Dagon. And those are so many around us that against God. But you know what? The good news is when the presence of the Lord moves there, every Dagon will be cut, will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's drugs, house of drugs, house of I don't know, house of any house that represents satanic forces will be destroyed in the presence of the Lord. And when this happens, there will be, the outcome will be repentance. Oh, this is the, you know, we can't stand against the mighty God. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, I pray to reveal any idols in our lives. In my heart, Lord, to reveal any idol. To reveal, Lord, any white and gray in my life that is from outside is white and clean, but from inside, dry bones and death. Lord, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to come back. I'm willing to repent. I'm willing. I desire to come back to your presence without any idols, without anything that stops being in your presence. Clean my heart, Lord. Clean my heart, Lord. Clean my heart. This is my prayer, Lord. My prayer is to clean my heart. To be honest in your presence. To be clean, to be purified in your presence. Oh Lord, empty me. Empty me. Empty me. Some people, the Lord takes a longer time to empty them. That's okay. That's okay. Take the time, Lord. Take the time you need to empty me, to make me your slave, your servant. So the presence of the Lord, the ark of the Lord, to come into my life. To be the light, to be the life into my name. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I ask Joel to sing this song. Lord, make me a house. Make me. house that does not care about the title, does not care about how I am looking in front of others. I don't care. People will think that I'm a servant, a slave. Just obedient. Habit. Don't care. But make me a house that contain your presence, that contain your word of God, that your word, that contain your supernatural power, that contain restoration. Make me a house, Lord. Make me your house. Make me your temple, that the Holy Spirit